Now, last month was the warmest April ever globally. Certainly didn't feel it here, but at just over 15 degrees Celsius, the average air temperature last month was warmer than any previous April on record, according to the latest monthly report from the EU's Copernicus Climate Change Service. For more, we've been talking with Julian Nichols. He's senior climate scientist for the Copernicus Climate Change Service at the European Centre for Medium-Range Weather Forecasts. He's been telling us that new climate records have been set for 11 successive months.
Every month since June 2023 has been the warmest on record. If we compare the same month with, if we even compare the month with the same month of all previous year for which we have data. So why are we reaching this record level of global temperature? One main reason for these records is the very high level of the temperature at the surface of the ocean. So many parts of the oceans are reaching record temperatures, in particular along the equator, in large part of the Atlantic, in the North Pacific, part of the Indian Ocean as well. So this is one of the main reasons why we're reaching these record levels, especially given that the oceans are covered about 70% of the surface of the Earth. So it's a big component. And Why are these ocean surface temperatures so high?
Yes.
One element that explains these records is the El Niño phenomenon. It's a natural phenomenon which is associated with warmer than average temperature at the surface of the ocean in the equatorial Pacific. And so the El Niño event, the latest El Niño event, started developing in the spring of last year. And it peaked in December, January, and now it's coming to an end. But it's every time there is an El Niño event, so it tends to boost the global average temperature to make it a little warmer compared to the long-term warming trend. So that's one thing that can explain in part the record level that we have seen in recent months. But it's not just the temperature in the equatorial Pacific that has reached a very high level. It's we've seen temperature in other ocean areas. I mentioned the Atlantic, the Northwest Pacific, the Indian Oceans. So all different parts of the ocean that are not typically tied directly to El Niño. So this is the oceans are very warm.
In Ireland, April wasn't very warm at all, but it was very wet. Was it like that across the rest of Europe?
Indeed, most of Northern Europe, so wetter than average conditions, so more rainfall. I think it's a pattern that we've seen for the past 6 months or so since October.